Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode number 6 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, whether they're physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and think of a few more else, and I will give them a good seeing to. And if you know anyone who has a hole in their life that needs a good seeing to, please do share my podcast with them. So before we get on with today's podcast, I have a few complaints in. Apparently in a previous episode, I pronounced the word anus as anus, and I need to explain why. Apologies about that. My friend had an au pair and she had a beautiful way of saying things, and she would say, "I must go to change the baby and clean the anus." And but I will go back to anus if I'm confusing people. The other complaint I've had in is, I think it was in episode 2, I told people that they need to accept that they're going to die if they want to start living. So I said, "Repeat after me, I am going to die, I am going to die." And some woman started shouting on a bus, "I am going to die, I'm going to die," which didn't go down well during these particular times. So if you're in public, don't shout out, "I'm going to die," if you're listening to episode number 2. And we've also had a bit of a backlash. Sorry about that. I need to explain, my ethos is get up off your hole and get on with it. But as I say, that can be physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. It doesn't have to be actually getting up off your hole and leaving the house, because, you know, we are encouraged at the moment to stay at home, which actually is a pain in the hole, to be honest. But yes, we do have to stay at home. But where I got my calling to become a healer of holes, I've said this before, is I took part in a show called Ireland's Fittest Family, and we won €10,000 for Arc House Cancer Support. And my coach was Dunica O'Callaghan, an ex-Irish rugby player. And he shouted at me when I fell off a ship container, broke my coccyx. And he shouted at me, "Get up off your hole and get on with it." And that really just had an impact on me, especially when I was hovering over the toilet for the next 8 weeks. I couldn't even sit down. You know, there's nothing you can do with a broken coccyx. It's your tailbone. So I was trying to heal my own hole, and I kept remembering what actually I have a clip. Hang on there a second. I have a clip of what he said to me.
"Get up off your hole and get on with it."
Yeah. And when a man that size, nearly 7 foot, shouts at you, you do get up off your hole and get on with it. But today's episode is called Sit on Your Hole. And the reason is, I got a beautiful message in from a frontline worker who has sent me messages before, and it is another inspirational one to stay at home, especially for people who are feeling a lack of purpose. So that's what we're going with today. Have a listen to this.
Norma, hi. I was thinking, I know it goes against all of your practices of getting up off our holes, but for once, if somebody chooses to sit on their hole, not get up off their hole, for whatever reason, they can't, they don't want to, they're tired, they don't have work at the moment because of COVID, whatever the reason, they may not have a degree, they may not have achieved what they want in life, whatever, but right now, just sitting on their hole is actually achieving the most amazing thing. They are saving lives, loads of lives, staying at home, staying safe, not passing anything on, doing a brilliant job. So, a lot to be said. Sit in your hole.
So yeah, if you do just sit on your hole, because you know me, I'm always like, put on the earphones and go for a walk if you're listening to the podcast. Get up off your hole and move, which is good some days, but it's fine other days to just sit on your hole and not move. That said though, if you turn into a stagnant pool, it's not great, because like, get up off your hole can be metaphorical as well. I made a jigsaw, took me 2 days, and yeah, I achieved it and I finished it. So it was like, you know, that thing when a soldier gets out of bed in the morning, they're told to dress their bed so that they feel they've achieved something in the first few seconds of the day. And yeah, that I kind of felt that with the jigsaw, I'd accomplished something. But it didn't suit me. Like, I don't want to start making jigsaws. I don't know. Like, I'd get two pieces to join together, whoop-de-doo, but I don't have two pennies to rub together, whoop-de-doo. So, yeah, sitting on your hole isn't for everybody. But at least we can know that if that is all we can do in a day, we are saving lives. So, there you go. Oh, thanks. Oh, Jesus Christ, there's a fella coming. Hang on a second. I'm actually parked in Woody's DIY shop car park. Oh no, he's going to throw me out. Okay, I'm just going to keep the head down. Sorry. There's a fella coming over to the car. Oh no, please. Okay, I'm going to hide under the duvet. There's a fella taking a piss up against the car. Oh my God. No, I can't see anything. I'm under the duvet. Peeing up against the car. Bit of uric acid might clean it. Oh my God. Please go away. And I can't complain. I have peed in the most random spots in the last while. Because there's no cafes, bars, hotels open. If you go on a walk, you just have to pee down some lane or something. Okay, I think he's gone. Oh my God. I swear I saw nothing. I saw nothing. Oh, the poor fella. He's no idea I'm here. Oh, that was close. God. Yeah, I peed down a lane the other day and my daughter just ran. She ran home and she's not meant to be on her own, out and about. She didn't care. She was just like, you are a total disgrace. She was watching at the end of the gap for me and two people came along and I said, I can't. I mid-flow like. So I finished my business. She was gone. She ran. She didn't want the two people to see me. They didn't seem too bothered. I think everyone's just peeing down any old behind any car or bush or, you know, it just has to be done now. And sorry, the reason I'm in Woody's DIY car park is because I do record these in the boot of my car and the neighbour was drilling and drilling and drilling. So, I drove down to this DIY shop because it's not, they're not open yet with the whole COVID thing. Apparently they're opening next week. So we have a query in here from a fella who is, I suppose he's sitting on his hole in a different way. Have a listen there, see what you think.
I've been out riding the bike there now for the past 2 weeks with the social isolation going on and I think I've got saddle sore. Could you tell me what would be the best thing to put on my hole for saddle sore?
Oh God, I love them. Oh, the bikes. I'm not a biker, but those seats look very narrow. They can't be good for your anus. Anus. Yeah, there's a lot of cycling going on at the moment and like that's only going to end up in hemorrhoids, is it? Unless you get a wider seat. I think you can get a wider seat attached, a big foam broad cushion. My friend got addicted to spin classes and she was doing a few a week and she rang me going she ended up with hemorrhoids basically and she had to get a load of them taken off, but she rang me thinking I could help heal her hole because the ice pack wasn't working. And I was like, what have you in the freezer? She said waffles, no, corn on the cob, no. She said she'd petit pois. I said brilliant, that'll get right in there. So she got out the petit pois. She found cauliflower rice, which is another thing people have in their freezer that they'll never use. So she alternated the two of them and it worked much better than the ice pack. Because there's another fella here now who has a similar complaint, not from a bike. Well, I actually don't know what it's from. But it's in the same ballpark. Just have a listen to this.
Hello, this is Martin from Ballincollig. I was just wondering, there seems to be a bit of blood in my stool. And I was just wondering, what is it?
I'm so sorry for laughing. That's not good. If you've blood in your stool, you just should go and speak to a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I have a few tips for you. Obviously, don't do spinning or riding bikes with narrow seats. Don't sit on the toilet for too long, yeah, because that can add to the piles and the hemorrhoids. Another thing is, be careful about eating like seeds and nuts. Apparently, if you eat pumpkin seeds, there's more people. God. Okay, they're fine. They're not going for a pee. Thank God. Oh, Jesus. Okay. No more peers. Yeah, so if you've pumpkin seeds and you don't chew them down to a pulp, they can rip the arse off you because there's a little pointy bit at the end. Sunflower seeds would be the same. So it could be something like that. Maybe you're not chewing your food and it's coming out the other end and it's just ripping the arse off you. Curry, although curry will just burn, that's not going to make you bleed as such. Do you know what I'd say? Now you just go to the doctor and they'll probably look at a sample, or yeah, just in case it's something serious.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, I was very lucky when I was pregnant. I took my sister's advice. I have a rake of sisters. And one of them said to me, she said, you're pregnant. Your life is over. She said, your ass doesn't have to be over as well. She said, do not take those big black bullets of iron tablets that they're going to give you, because they will have you shitting coal. By the time the baby comes, you will be shitting briquettes. And she said she doesn't care if my children come out looking like anemic hamsters. She said, I am not to take the iron tablets. And I didn't. I found an alternative in a health shop. And my children, you know, to be fair, they looked a bit like hamsters when they came out, because, you know, babies are ugly. But they were fine. They were fine. But I didn't take these big black bullets, and I didn't end up with a bloody arsehole. So that is one tip. If you're having a baby, be careful what iron tablet you take, because there's certain big black bullets that'll just literally rip the hole off you. So I have a lovely perfect hole anyway, and I have a query. Oh, Jesus Christ. No peers coming. I have a query in here still about the anus. I'm considering getting my hole bleached. Will it burn? Now, I don't understand what all this bleaching your ass is about, or where it all came from. I actually don't understand it, because who gives a damn? Like, it's dark in the room. Nobody, unless you're in a porn film with high definition, who the heck is going to be looking at your thingy, Bob? Anyway, I think if you, like, the closest I've probably come to bleaching my hole is, like, say if I'm on a toilet and there's a load of Domestos Parazone bleach in the toilet and I might get a bit of splashback. So why don't you try putting the toilet duck around the rim of the toilet, letting it flow down, sit on the toilet, flush. If you get a bit of splashback from the bleach and it burns your skin or your anus, then you can probably multiply that by 100 of what it'll feel like to get your hole bleached. And you know what? It might actually work. Your hole might end up bleached at the end of it. You might end up with a free bleaching. But do be careful, because obviously bleach is dangerous, so you don't want to be, you know, if you're underage, don't be drinking it or playing with it, or maybe get don't get an adult. It's not like Bosco with the scissors and the arts and craft where you'd have to get somebody to help you. This is bleach is not to be played with. So maybe don't try this. Anyway, do you know what? I'm sorry. I'm actually sorry about this, because I was hoping to do a really pleasant, sweet episode about sitting at home and finding a purpose, and I've just wandered down potty road again into arse bleaching and piles and bike sores. But do you know what? I don't like sitting down, really, to be honest. And it doesn't suit me. I was in a job once and they took my office chair away from me. I didn't notice for a few days, because I'd always kneel on the floor or something to go through files, or I'd print out a long document and go for a stroll and read it that way. I definitely have a bit of AD, CDC, PhD, something. And it's not for everyone sitting down. Like if I'm on the toilet, I'll get pins and needles in my, usually my right thigh, actually, if I sit for too long. I don't know if you get that. Could be something serious, but I think it's just pins and needles. And the other thing as well we have to be careful with is, yes, it is good to stay at home and, you know, keep this corona at bay. But I think we need to be careful who we're calling vulnerable and pointing at people saying you've underlined this and telling kids you're germ freaks. Because I know someone who's in the OAP category and they said they'll never probably go out again and they'll never hug their grandchildren again. And I think they're more likely to die of fear than anything else at the moment. So just be careful, because, you know, it washes off some people, but other people, you know, it gets ingrained in them. And actually, to deal with my not being able to sit down for long, I've agreed to do a charity thing with ARC House. It's Cork Cancer Support. And they're doing a charity fundraiser because they're in dire need of fundraising at the moment. It's called ARC to ARC. So it is a 50-mile walk. So I want everyone, whether you're from Cork or not from Cork, get on board. And it's ARC House Cork, Cork Cancer Support. And it's €20 to sign up. And you have to do 50 miles, whether it's on a bike, in a car going around the block, walking, running, going up and down your stairs, and you have to try and track it. You can nominate people, but do get on board, because they want to raise 50,000, and myself and Rob Heffernan are going to spearhead it, and it's going to run for a couple of days. So it's the very end of May into June of 2020. In case you're listening to this down the line, you've missed the boat. But anyway, they're trying to raise €50,000 for Cork Cancer Support, ARC House. Now, the other fellow, Rob Heffernan, who's spearheading it, he happens to have Olympic medals and world champion medals for race walking or walk racing. You know, that walking where you waddle your bum? My God, he's so fit. So he won Celebrity Fittest Family this year and I won it last year. We would be quite different. Like, if you saw my ass at the moment now, I have, do you know, back fat. Do you know that back fat you get above your arse? Like, there's no reason to have fat above your arse. There's no need for it at all. And you see, before COVID, I was good to go to have like maybe 3 bars of chocolate a night or 5 biscuits. It wasn't a problem. It's becoming a problem now, and I don't know if it's age or metabolism or COVID. But you know what? This 50 miles for ARC to ARC might actually get me motivated and to try and keep up with your man, Rob Heffernan. I'll have to start waddling my back fat. So there is a bit of a mission for me. So whether you're from Cork or not, get on board now. It's 50 miles. Just do it, because we need a purpose to exercise now. I'm losing the will. I'm losing the motivation. I'm turning into an old slob, to be fair. My arse is going in one direction. Well, two directions, actually. East and west. So if you enjoyed the podcast, tell all your friends and share it. And if you didn't enjoy the podcast, shut your hole. And subscribe, actually, because apparently that's good for me. And also, shout out to Emily Burke, who edits this, because people have said, how does it sound half decent when you're doing it in the boot and you're a bit disorganised? And it's basically because I send Emily a pile of poo and she sculpts it into something decent. She's a genius at this stuff. Okay, so next week I think I will be doing Hairy Hole, so that should be a bit of crack. Actually, I better get home out of this car park. I need a bit of a wee myself. Okay, so till next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.